Let's do it. It's time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Are you ready for it? Yeah. Taylor Swift announced her original song, I Knew It, I Knew You, for Disney's Toy Story 5. It's coming out on Friday, June 5th. The track marks Swift's return to country music, inspired by the cowgirl character, Jessie.
Andy's a real special kid, and to him, you're his buddy, his best friend.
Oh, it's co-written and co-produced by Jack Antonoff, and the song connects to Jessie's emotional storyline about returning to her former home. This could be good. Rosamund Pike addressed an audience member for texting during her West End performance at Wyndham's Theater on Saturday.
Just as Harry was confessing and was on the floor, was texting in this part, and you know who you are, and I'm not going to single you out, but, you know, it's a kind of, it upsets, and I mean it was very important, and maybe you're a doctor and you're saving someone's life, and I hope you are.
Yeah, she was not happy about it. She actually sounded a little choked up. That would be really hard. The legal garbage between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni isn't completely over yet, but I'm over it. Zendaya emotionally thanked the cast and crew of HBO's Euphoria.
I just want to say thank you. I'm incredibly grateful for every single one of you. You guys have been here from the beginning and watched me grow up. It's been such a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.
No wonder people love her. Euphoria series concluded Sunday night after three seasons. Gene Wilder biopic is in the works, and people are already calling on them to cast Jeremy Allen White. That's if he wants the role. Singer Barry Manilow, who is 82, by the way, revealed he may have permanently lost his voice following lung cancer treatment that removed part of his left lung. He said this in a recent interview.
My voice, I don't know whether it's coming back. Just couldn't believe that it's over. I don't want to stop.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. Ariana Grande's video for Hate That I Made You Love Me is a mini horror movie co-starring Justin Long. And the trailer was released for The End of Oak Street, about a mysterious cosmic event that transports a suburban neighborhood to an unknown location where dinosaurs lurk.
Did anybody else see that weird light last night?
What weird light?
The wind was blowing all crazy. Starbuck was freaked out, barking.
Could have been lights from a helicopter.
Or a UFO. Aliens.
Shut up, Dad.
Anne Hathaway and Ewan McGregor star in The End of Oak Street. It hits theaters August 14th. And the director of 2008's Conspiracy says Val Kilmer was, quote, the worst human being I've ever known. Dude, he's dead. Charlie XCX's new album comes out July the 24th.
So I made an album, and it's really different from the last one.
Okay. It's called Music, Fashion, Film. It's got singer John Cale, fashion designer Marc Jacobs, and director Martin Scorsese on the cover. She's okay if you don't like it, she says. Jimmy Kimmel says late night TV is not dying of natural causes. It's being poisoned. He adds that CBS tried to sign Stephen Colbert to a 5-year deal in 2023 before axing the show for alleged financial reasons. And speaking of CBS, yowza. 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley reportedly criticized CBS editor-in-chief Barry Weiss during a recent staff meeting. According to audio obtained by the New York Times on June 1st, Pelley said she's murdering 60 Minutes. She does not love this place. She was brought in to kill it, and she's been doing exactly that. Youch. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, he did not want to be the subject of a story of 60 Minutes. Okay, I gotta go. My mom called. I gotta go.
What can I say except you're welcome?